Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Wow. Hey, Sean, we got a little bit of a loop. If you can correct that, that would be great. As I bring the show to you today, we've moved the Crossbreed Holster Studios for you today down to Tampa, Florida, my hometown, in the AM 860 The Answer. You've heard me down here many times. The studio's here, connected up with AM 930 The Answer in Sarasota, and here I sit back in my hometown. I love being home. It's an awful lot of fun, and thanks to the entire staff and Joe Weaver and Jose and everybody at Salem at the AM 860 The Answer Studios. Awful lot of fun to be here. Glad to be here with you today. Did you listen to the Monster broadcast yesterday? You know, this story about the Mariana Islands, and if you've been sending me emails about this, I can't thank you enough. That has been over the top, the response coming to me from this story that we talked about in the Mariana Islands. If you're new to the program, in a nutshell, the gun ban in the U.S. territory of the Mariana Islands has been overturned by an Obama-appointed judge. Who'd have thunk that, right? Well, if the judge does what you expect a judge to do, and that's to follow the rabbit hole to its logical conclusion, to its logical end, one can do nothing but expect that judge to do the right thing. And in this case, on the heels of the 2008 Heller case and the 2010 McDonald case, subsequently incorporating the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, the Due Process Clause, made it impossible for the judge to find anything different other than the gun ban in the U.S. territory of the Mariana Islands was anything but unconstitutional in all of its progressive, Democrat, liberal, socialist forms, no matter how hard they tried. And the response to you has been huge, and I can't thank you enough. And I really want to continue to hear from you. I'm getting more emails every day. Yesterday we discussed, well, of course, last week we talked about it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in great detail by giving you some history of the island and Guam and everything else. That was a lot of fun. Yesterday on Armed American Radio's Monster broadcast on the Armed American Radio Network program, we had Alan Gottlieb, who is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, who, of course, funded this lawsuit in the Marianas. And I saw yesterday John Lott. You know, John Lott is a regular on this program. We need to bring him back on because this is not getting the airplay from the mainstream press. Nobody's talking about it. They don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to understand what actually happened in the Mariana Islands. So here's what happened. The last gun ban, complete total ban in any U.S. territory, has fallen and has been found unconstitutional. And this is huge news that the mainstream press is intentionally leaving out. They don't want you to know about it. As a result of that, that's why you get it here. That's why we talk about it here on Armed American Radio. There's no other, let me put it this way. I can't tell you how vital and how important this case is as we move forward. Look, the enemies of our freedoms are coming after us all day with relentless resolve. They are never going to stop. The lies grow every single day. I'm going to read something to you from Bloomberg Funded The Trace in just a little bit. But keeping in mind where we are today relative to where we need to be tomorrow and the following year and the year after, what happened in the Mariana Islands is absolutely huge. Now, yesterday we had in studio guest Rob Pincus ask the question, and you know, we have to throw this out. We have to play devil's advocate. This was an Obama-appointed judge. Does that mean that we shouldn't fear Obama-appointed judges? Of course not. We have to fear Obama-appointed judges. In this particular case, we had tremendous precedent set at the Supreme Court at the Heller case in 2008, spelled it out. The judge had no other option than what she did. And of course, remind you that the Heller case overturned the gun ban in Washington, D.C. in 2008. 2010, Chicago's gun ban fell. And then something magical happened. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was henceforth applied to the states by the U.S. Supreme Court through the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause, which is exactly the basis of the case in the Mariana Islands that no one is telling you about unless you are listening to Armed American Radio or saw one blurb on Fox News that might have said something about, oh, hey, look at this, look what happened in the Mariana Islands. We are winning this battle. They don't want you to know it. They don't want to talk about it. So I encourage you to go back and listen to Alan Gottlieb on yesterday's Monster broadcast talking about this very issue. And you hear it from the man who funded the case. You hear it from the man who won the case. And you heard it from the man who is going to get a check from the Mariana Islands reimbursing legal fees, just as he does from Rahm Emanuel and other gun grabbers and un-Americans who push an un-American agenda. So this is huge news. And I can't overstate this enough. And I'm excited to see the emails pouring in, literally pouring in from you. And I want you to keep doing it. I know a lot of you pick up this program on podcast. You might be listening to it a day or 2 days, maybe 3 or 4 days later. A lot of you, I get a lot from truck drivers, for example. You guys are listening, guys and gals listening to the program. Hey, I just got to the show, just picked up the download. I had absolutely no idea what happened in the Mariana Islands. I didn't even know about them. What does an archipelago, a dormant volcano chain, seemingly in the middle of nowhere, have to do with your right to carry your firearm in the cab of your truck? Let's take a look at New Jersey, for example. One of the issues in the Mariana case that was just so huge and requires that we continue to discuss it a little bit. I know a lot of you listen to the program. New Jersey, I'm with you. I hear you. I see your emails every single day. I want to remind you of this. You have to get that dopey card, just like Illinois, the FOID card, where you have to seek permission from the police to even consider purchasing a firearm. Nope, you got to come to me on your knees, pay me a fee, a tax, a fine, and what happens? I might give you a card that says, yes, you can now get a background check to carry or purchase, to purchase a firearm, not to carry a firearm. That'll never happen in New Jersey unless you know the governor or unless you know the sheriff or our family. It's that simple. It's crony politics. So having said that, the Mariana case works very well for you. Works very well for you, Illinois FOID card recipients. Because it essentially what it did was it forced the Mariana Islands to say, we can't turn down your request for a weapons identification card because you want to carry a gun for self-defense. It actually said on their permit, on the application itself, we strongly recommend not putting family defense or personal protection. Why not? That's why you need a firearm. And if you did put it down, you can write it off. It didn't matter anyway. They weren't going to give it to you. So you're going to start to see this case now. This is, as Alan Gottlieb said yesterday, just another brick in the wall. And that's why that's why the Second Amendment Foundation is so important. It's why you have to support these organizations, SAF.org. I'm going to head over to my first guest today, Stephen Gutowski, Washington Free Beacon. If you've been on Drudge Report today and you've seen the story, and I know you have, I saw it. It's what prompted me to call Stephen today and say, hey, we need to talk about this. But his story is running up on Drudge Report right now. Did you know that gun sales busted yet another record again this month? Hey, Stephen Gutowski, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense for the first time, my friend. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. And hey, I got to tell you, thank you for jumping on the show with me on very short notice. We're getting ready to take a break here in just a second, but I wanted to get to you really quick. Tell us in about, 20 seconds, what's the record number this month?
Well, there are over 2.5 million background checks done in March, which makes it the most for any March since they started the system. And it also makes it the 11th month in a row where that's been the case. The month has set a new record. So it's pretty unprecedented stuff.
2.5 million, 11 months in a row. Does this have anything to do with Obama?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, it's hard to ask that question.
Everyone would say that, yes, even him.
I don't want to ask you a question I'm not going to have enough time to answer. I'll just throw it out there really quickly. He's got to know that, Stephen. You've been writing about this. Your stuff shows up on Drudge. I mean, you're sometimes a lead story on the Drudge Report. Does Obama not know every time he runs his mouth the irony, or is there something fishy going on we need to know?
No, I mean, he definitely knows. The last time he did that town hall with CNN, Anderson Cooper just point blank asked him about that. Some people call him the greatest gun salesman of all time. And he was like, yeah, that's true, you know. I think he realizes the effect that he has. Not, and I don't think he's very happy about that. But you know, when you're out there pushing new gun control measures, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, it is absolutely incredible. I don't know. I don't trust anything about this guy, and I no longer give any politician the benefit of the doubt, Steve, and I'm done with it. They haven't earned it anymore. They've lost my trust there. So has the establishment Republicans. That's a whole different show. But I won't give it to Mitch McConnell. I certainly didn't give it to John Boehner, and I won't give it to any establishment politician. There's no doubt in my mind that Barack Obama, he has to know that every time he opens his mouth, the thing he claims to hate the most happens the most, and that's gun sales rising. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Stephen Gutowski. He's up on the Drudge Report right now. I encourage you to read the article, March Sees Record Gun Sales in the Washington Free Beacon.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate
or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, the Crossbreed Holster Studios have changed location. I've moved them just a little bit south for the day. Love doing the remote broadcast and love the staff here at AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. It's great to be home. Really is great to be home. And thanks to everybody here for letting us bring the show to you across the country today. I'm going to go right back to my guest, Stephen Gutowski of the Washington Free Beacon. Stephen, welcome back to the program. I got to tell you, so much to talk about in so little time. This is the fastest hour of radio, and what I've only got you for limited time, we need to move pretty quick. Sound like a plan?
Sounds good to me.
All right, red pill or blue pill, brother? Let's go down the rabbit hole together. There's just so much. You write so much. Let me run over just a couple of your columns here, okay? And I want you to see this at freebeacon.com. Make sure you're reading, Stephen. Like I said, if you're one of the hundreds of millions that hit the Drudge Report, then you're reading, Stephen. Probably, I don't know what, Stephen, about once a week you're linked up there, if not more?
No, the more the merrier, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, that's great stuff. Well, this column is titled March Sees Record Gun Sales. You inform us in no uncertain terms about the 2.5 million background checks done last month, 11 months running, as we just said. You've got other columns up that are also fun to talk about. Where do you want to go? I mean, what do you see happening? You want to go? Let's go to the primaries. Let's talk about guns. Let's talk about Trump. What do you want to run with?
Well, you know, I think the primaries have been pretty interesting, more so on the Democratic side than the Republican side. You know, all the Republicans seem to have a pretty good stance, at least now, you know, at least this current election, as far as gun rights go. I haven't heard anything that I don't agree with coming out of the Republican side of the field, but there's a lot on the Democratic side that's really surprised me, actually.
Has it scared you?
Yeah.
The rhetoric?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, some of the stuff that Hillary Clinton has said in public and in private is pretty radical. You know, she's suggested that we should adopt or at least consider adopting an Australian-style gun ban,
right?
Gun confiscation, really, because that's what they did in Australia, of course. And she's in private, which maybe is more revealing about what she really thinks. She's told donors that the Supreme Court was wrong about the mm-hmm. Second Amendment. That, you know, I presumably she's referring to the landmark Heller decision that said that, you know, the Constitution and the Second Amendment guarantee an individual right to own guns, to protect yourself. And those things, those are pretty radical positions. It's not something that you've really seen a lot of even Democrats running on in the last several decades. Even Obama himself hasn't come out and said a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, obviously, he has a very radical gun control agenda, but, you know, the rhetoric that Hillary Clinton is using is not something I expected, to be honest.
Well, let me ask you this. I believe that they're beginning to, after 8 years of this, and you could really go back a year previous to that, prior to, and start talking, you know, late 2006, 2007, early 2007, as the campaign began, as his first campaign, you know, between the two, of course, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But, you know, gun control was discussed, but it wasn't discussed in the sense that it is right now. And after 8 years of the media being so in the tank, Stephen, that I personally believe these guys are beginning to believe their own lies, because they've been spoon-fed, they've been poo-pooed. The mainstream media has given them everything they want. They're lapdogs for this administration, that they're beginning to believe their own lies. Does Hillary Clinton really believe? Look, we know in American history, no national election that I'm aware of, maybe you can correct me, has ever been won on a gun control agenda. Certainly she's got to know that. Are they believing their own hype and lies that they think this is possible? And she has, as Obama has, as you mentioned, called for Australian-style gun control, which is confiscation, as Barack Obama has done himself. Do they not understand? What is it they're missing, or am I missing it? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that they really are buying into their own sort of BS here, because, it's kind of fascinating that this all happens at the exact same time that polling, which has historically favored gun control. If you look at like generic Gallup polls about do you prefer gun control or gun rights, the last several decades, the majorities have preferred gun control. But right now, at this moment, in the last year or two, a lot of those polls have actually, for the first time ever, switched over to the gun rights position. Right. You know, things like assault weapons bans. Polling on that has changed at a historic moment. And so it's kind of bizarre, at least from my perspective, to see, you know, the Democratic frontrunner, Hillary Clinton, just as all the polls are undergoing this historic change in favor of gun rights, she's, pulling the Democratic Party backwards towards gun control.
And getting a free pass in the media from this also. So it is fascinating to watch. You're absolutely right. You know, you've written a lot about this. I want to send you to Stephen's comments. Just freebeacon.com. Stephen, what sites, where can people go to find everything that you read besides seeing it on Drudge? Where can they go to read it if they don't see it on Drudge?
Freebeacon.com is great. And it's not just my stuff there. If you're looking for gun news, we have several people that write about gun news on a regular basis. So we have a lot of stuff. Townhall.com is also one of my go-to sites. Katie Pavlich and Matt Vespa over there are always doing great stuff on guns and gun news. Bearing Arms with Bob Owens and Jen Jocks. They're really wonderful. There's a lot of resources out there that, and just like you talked about, you know, it's a lot of people out there covering stories that aren't being covered in the mainstream media.
Mariana Islands, before we end this break, I know you've got to cut out after this segment. This is one of the biggest stories so far of the year, if not the last, I say the year being 2016. I can go back to 2015. This is a huge story. You wrote about it. The mainstream media isn't covering it. The last U.S. territory gun ban has fallen. What do you see going forward? And I know you talk with Mr. Gottlieb, as I do, all the time. What do you see going forward with this as a result of that Mariana case, such important case?
Yeah, I think it's so important because I think a lot of people hear Mariana's Island and they think, but that's not a state. You know, how does this really affect the rest? How does this affect America? You know, how does this affect the mainland states? Well, the district court there is exactly the same as any other district court in the rest of the country. So they have the same legal bearing, and everything they rule has the same authority as if it was coming out of a court in D.C. or Ohio, wherever. So it really is important, as you were saying, you know, earlier before I came on. It's very, very important because it reinforces Heller, which the Supreme Court also did just recently, unanimously, on a case in Massachusetts.
Hey, Stephen, I've got to stop you there. That music means we're getting ready to take a break. Is it possible to bring you back for about 1 minute to finish your thought before we let you go? Okay, if you'll hold through the break, that'd be great. I want to finish your thought before we have to let you go. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, live from my hometown at AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Back right after this with Stephen Gutowski.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now the guide is 100% free and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, you're in Tampa, Florida with me today. Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Pleasure and an honor to be with you. I love spending this part of my day with you. We're going to go back to Stephen in just a second. I got two pieces of business I got to knock out really fast. And now the first one is the Gun A Day giveaway today is the Colt Defender with an MSRP of $973. You dopey liberal progressive socialist MSRP. I know you guys don't like real economics, but that's manufacturer suggested retail price. And of course, you know, well, I don't have enough time to go into it, but you can figure it out. But you won't figure it out if you're feeling the burn, okay? But the gun is worth $973. You have 7 hours, 26 minutes, and 3 seconds from the sound of my voice right now to head over to USCCA On Air, activate one of 3 memberships to the United States Concealed Carry Association, and you will be entered to win the gun of the day today. And the grand prize, your name will go into the grand prize, which is valued at $14,986. It's guns, gear, safes, everything you can imagine, 5,000 rounds of ammunition. Head over to USCCA On Air to check out everything, and good luck. I hope to bring you on the program for you to tell me that you won it. I'd love for it to be an Armed American Radio listener. Also, the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo, that kicks off on April 29th, 100% free admission for USCCA members. Make sure to check it out. If you head over to USCCA On Air, you can take advantage of that by joining. Otherwise, April 29th to May 1st, make sure to come out to the industry's only show dedicated to the concealed carry lifestyle. I'll be there. I'll be hosting and emceeing the Saturday evening's Concealed Carry Fashion Show. I'll be doing this live broadcast from the Georgia International Convention Center on Friday afternoon. Come out and shake my paw and say hi. Meet Tim Schmidt, Sheriff Dave Clark, My gosh, there are Beth Alcazar, one of the presenters. She's going to be on the program this week. We'll be talking with her on Wednesday. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com. Let's go right back to Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon, whose column right now reminding us that yet again, 11th month in a row of record gun sales is up on Drudge Report. Stephen, a pleasure. Thanks for staying over with me. I know your schedule's tight and you got to get going. I'll let you slide, but I want you to finish that thought about the Marianas, because that case was so vital. I just don't think, I know listeners of this program, it's sinking in, but maybe someone picking it up today that hasn't heard it before needs to understand that this is just another brick in the wall, brother. This is what we build on, and this is what keeps the enemies and un-Americans and the enemies of our freedoms at bay, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was very important. You probably wouldn't realize just from the lack of sort of mainstream media coverage of the case, but it really was something that people should take note of, because, you know, first of all, anything that reinforces Heller is incredibly important right now because of the state of the Supreme Court. You know, we could very well get a liberal justice who's unfriendly to gun rights, and, you know, that could be the end of Heller, but which would be a disaster for gun rights in America, of course. And so anything coming from federal courts that's reinforcing our gun rights is something that people should take heed of. I mean, in this case, I think it's even more important because it goes beyond sort of the settled law that really Heller is at this point, because it gets rid of what was effectively, they had a gun ban. Basically, the way it worked is there's a gun ban, but you could get a special license to own a gun to get around the ban. And but you couldn't own any handguns at all.
Right.
And so getting rid of that handgun ban is an incredibly important thing, even if it is in a small, you know, relatively small place like the Marianas Islands. But what's more important is, and you touched on this earlier, is the firearms owner identification card system that they have there. It was very restrictive. It was almost impossible to get one. Couldn't use self-defense as a reason. And essentially, this federal judge, she was an inviolate appointee, by the way, which I think is another important point.
Yeah, that's huge. I think people, that's why we've got to get this news out there. And when you finish that thought, I want to ask you one more quick question. Go ahead.
Sure. But, I mean, that just shows you where I think the legal system as a whole is at right now, because you had the unanimous opinion from the Supreme Court last week, which said, you know, which essentially reinforced Heller in this case in Massachusetts. They didn't have a full hearing. Everything didn't get a lot of the press that, you know, a normal Supreme Court ruling would have. But this en bloc opinion that they issued basically just said, hey, Heller is the law of the land now. You can't just ignore it. And so this Marianas Island ruling said more or less the same thing. So it seems like in the legal system, most judges are on the same page now, and that's good for gun owners. That's good for people who believe in gun rights.
Well, it is.
That page is individual gun rights.
Very well said. And what's important with the death of Justice Scalia, of course, is the strengthening of Heller, particularly right now, because we know, as we talked about in the previous two segments earlier, what the Democrat Party, so I call them the Socialist Party. They're no longer the Democrats. They need to own what they are. They're the Socialists. Let them be the Socialists. That's fine. But the Socialist Party is now running on this platform of gun control and doing everything they can to make this front and center of the campaign. Now, I think it, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I think it's falling on deaf ears. But one thing we're not within their own party anyway, because there are a lot of Democrat socialists who own guns. So we'll see which one of those guys come out of the woodwork, you know, when we get two candidates pitted against each other, whether it's Trump or Cruz or whoever it is, along with Hillary Clinton or whoever it is, if she gets indicted. So that whole thing. But on the heels of Scalia's death, that extra brick in the wall is so vital. Now, the question came up last night on Armed American Radio's Monster broadcast. Does that mean that we no longer need to fear any Obama appointees based on the ruling that we saw out of the Marianas? And my response to that is, oh, hell no. But any judge that's honest, that's following and chasing this case through Heller, through McDonald, through the 14th Amendment, incorporation to the states, through the due process clause of the 14th Amendment, can logically come up with no other conclusion. Or can they? They can, can't they?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because I think right now it seems like the legal system is all on the same page, and I think they are right now. But the question is how long it stays that way. And, I mean, I think people who've been, in the gun rights movement for a long time know that things aren't static. Things don't stay the way
right.
that they are right now. And there's always going to be a new fight on the issue. It's the Democrats and liberals are not going to just throw up their hands and say, oh, well, it's over. You know, you guys...
No, that's a great point.
We respect gun rights now. You know, that's just not how it works.
No, we've discussed that many, many, many times on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and on the Monster Weekend broadcast. And I use this as an analogy. If let's just say we gave Shannon Watts and the rest of the un-American gun grabbers background checks. Let's give them universal background checks. Are you going to go away now? The answer to that, of course, we all know, is of course they're not going to go away. Because 2 years later, they're going to say, well, universal background checks aren't working. We need to register those guns in order to strengthen the universal background checks. That's what will do it. You see, so we say, we joke around about going down the hole, but that's exactly what they want to do. That's what their ultimate goal is, and we know that. Okay, we're getting ready to head to another break, so I want to ask you this. We are winning some things, Stephen. We are winning. You wrote about it here, Idaho becoming the ninth constitutional carry state, West Virginia before that. Things do look good, even though the media doesn't tell us in the long run, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of reasons to be happy right now if you're a gun owner, if you believe in gun rights. You know, concealed carry is a big plus for us right now. There's still plenty of problems. There's still 8 states that are may issue, they call it, which I'm sure you all are familiar with that term, but essentially means no issue, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. Pay me and get nothing out of the deal, right? But well, you wrote about it, and I want, first of all, we're getting ready to head into another break. I'm so sorry that time cuts us off. I want to thank you, and I'm going to ask you on live radio, this is not going to be the only time you come on the program, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I'd love coming on.
Great. Well, we want to bring you on the Monster Sunday broadcast, too. Thanks for everything you do. Thanks for that huge push you get when Drudge picks you up, and you get freedom out there because the rest of the media simply doesn't want to talk about what you and many other great authors write about, as you mentioned earlier in the program. Stephen Gutowski, freebeacon.com. Read him on Drudge. He's up right now telling the truth. The mainstream media is not. We'll be right back after this to wrap it up from Tampa.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break.
Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear, learn defensive skills from world-class trainers, shoot new pistols, see the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wow, sitting in the Crossbreed Ulster Studios with you today down in my hometown, beautiful Tampa, Florida, in the AM 860 The Answer, along with, not too far down the hallway from me is AM 930 The Answer, Sarasota. And, of course, you know, we just broadcasted from Sarasota a couple months back. Love getting home, love bringing the program to you from these studios. I consider this my home, you know what I mean? So it's fun to be here, and just something off the cuff. Just coming here today is going to wind up costing Armed American Radio Studio about another $600 because I just fell in love with this microphone. But that's fodder for another show. What can I say? Hey, Bloomberg's minions are... Oh, you know what? Before I go there, Stephen Gutowski, Washington Free Beacon. Last time I saw Stephen was at SHOT Show in Las Vegas. And let me tell you something. This guy's got it going on. All right? When you begin getting picked up by Drudge, you've made it. Stephen leads the Drudge Report. His stories have literally led the Drudge Report on far more occasions than not over the last couple of years. As I mentioned, he's up in the center column right now, and I highly encourage you to go read this column about background checks. And again, the 11th month. Record sales. Now, of course, we don't know the exact figure simply because the background check doesn't tell us. We don't have registration in this country yet. That's what they're pushing for. That's why they want universal background checks, because that's what that is de facto registration. But again, I digress. Not enough time to cover it. But you understand that as an Armed American Radio listener, and it's important that you keep your finger on that pulse, because that's what they want. They want to distract you. That's how they sneak in. What did Barack Obama say at the end of his first term when a private meeting in the White House, in the Oval Office with the Brady campaign, all whiny, how come you're not doing anything to take away people's guns? And he said, don't worry about it. We're working on it. Quoting him, we're working on it under the radar. This is a common tactic of the socialist progressive left. Just distract them, then come in for the kill. This is Alinsky politics. Read the book. You'll see everything I'm telling you. All right? But it's very important that you keep your finger on the pulse. You have to pay attention to this stuff. So Wow, I could go a million different directions. I'm not, because time is just going to get the best of me. But please make sure to head over to freebeacon.com and read Stephen's work. He's up on Drudge Report at all times. His column is up there today, and his column today is a good one. And it's reminding us that yet again, the 11th month in a row, over 2.5 million background checks, which is the best tool we have, just to reiterate, to estimate gun sales in this country. And quite frankly, that number is much higher, because some people buy two guns with the same check at the same time. Some buy three, some buy four. You know, people who don't live in Democrat socialist-controlled states where one gun a month is kind of garbage. You know, free America. So make sure to check it out, freebeacon.com. It was huge to have him on the show, and I'm looking forward to bringing him into the Monster Cast. Okay, what is Bloomberg and his minions up to today? Golly. I think the Trace is out with some more garbage. I really don't want to give them too much airtime. I hate to do that, but, well, you know what? No, let's not do that. Let's do a positive story here. Gun owners of America, you know, the heck with those goofy socialists. Gun owners of America is claiming victory over Bloomberg's billions. So let's put the positive spin on the Bloomberg lies coming out of his faux news site over there at the Trace. Gun owners of America claims victory over Bloomberg's billions. What am I talking about? You heard me. I'll just kind of wrap up what I talked about with Stephen in the previous segment. We are winning this battle, and it's tough to see that. It really is. It's tough to understand and figure out how can we be winning when all we see is negativity coming from the mainstream press. Every time I turn around, it's in my face. It's Hillary Clinton. It's bootlicking. It's pushing her gun control agenda. It's the Republicans are crazy. Donald Trump's an idiot. He's a racist. Everything's negative over on the R side. And over on the socialist side with an S, everything's good. Everything's hugs. It's just free everything. There's your answer right there. Of course it's not. It's because you're paying attention and you see this media coming at you all day long. So step back from your media from time to time and remember this, that gun owners in Idaho and West Virginia can now carry their weapons concealed without a permit. Constitutional carry. The Second Amendment is my concealed carry permit. The ninth state. You see these dominoes falling, don't you? You do. Kansas, permitless carry. Open carry becoming more prevalent across the country. West Virginia, permitless carry. Arizona, Vermont, Alaska, now Idaho, West Virginia. Arkansas, open carry, and you're up in the air with that. But listen, I got to tell you, the victories are piling up. The case in the Marianas, oh, huge. Can't even begin to tell you how big that case is. Just another brick in the wall, that old Pink Floyd song. We might want to start playing that. When we talk about that, strengthening the bedrock of Heller in 08 and McDonald in 2010, making it more difficult for the un-Americans to rewrite that settled law. In fact, to even revisit it. It doesn't mean they won't revisit it. Listen, if Hillary Clinton can replace Justice Scalia with another socialist, which is what her game is, they will revisit it. And as we saw, an Obama appointee follow the weave to its logical conclusion that the Second Amendment means what it says for all Americans, and that Heller was set as precedent. And henceforth, McDonald, to give us that conclusion. And no matter how much they tried to lie, to get the judge to revisit that case and rewrite it, if you will, to suit their agenda. Here's their convoluted thinking. We banned guns here. Heller doesn't apply because at the time, we could have not foreseen a Heller decision. So bring Heller back and rewrite it with the gun ban consideration, and you'll find in our favor that, well, Handguns were never common here to begin with. So Heller is inapplicable. No. Struck down. Not going to happen. Meanwhile, Idaho, West Virginia, constitutional permitless carry. I don't need to fingerprint myself and give it to the government and pay a tax to exercise my Second Amendment rights. And the media doesn't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you about the Marianas. They don't want to tell you about Idaho. They don't want to tell you about Kansas. They don't want to tell you about West Virginia. You have to come to places like this to find it. You have to read A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, whose opening line I quoted from Breitbart. Gun owners in Idaho and West Virginia can now carry their weapons concealed without a permit. That's the Second Amendment, meaning what it says. And you both know, you know, and I know, we both know, that not only does it mean what it says what it means. We understand that. This is huge news. Huge news we don't get elsewhere. We are winning this fight. That's why Hillary Clinton is so desperate. That's why the media isn't telling you these things. It doesn't push their agenda. It plays against them. They don't want to give you this information because it makes them look like what they are. And if I use that word, I'm going to get fired. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues from Florida tomorrow. AM 860, The Answer. Thanks to the crew. We'll see you on the radio again tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. And I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.